The following talk was from the Foundation 7 conference at the Quinter Conference Centre, April 2016.
So we have a special treat for you this evening. We've got a professional theatre company. So we have Artless. I'm hoping they're somewhere behind there. Over to you guys then.
Is this on? Is this working? Can you hear me? Yeah, wonderful. Oh, great. So for the next half an hour or so, we're taking over, Chris and I, the Artless Theatre Trust. So our mission, in case you don't know, our mission is to take Bible-centred, gospel-centred performance into schools, youth events, and community events, and where else? Am I missing one? I'm missing a few. Churches.
Churches.
Other places. That's important. So that's our mission, and we're going to show you a few of the things that we do. So we're going to start off with a short sketch, which we wrote last year for a youth outreach event. And this is sort of a bit of a parable, and yeah, hope you enjoy it. We'll also be later showing you a video, and wonderful Danny, we've brought along to perform one of our monologues. So he's actually a very accomplished actor, which a lot of you don't know. He's a very, very, very talented actor, so we thought we'd give him a chance to showcase his talents to the Lord as well. So we'll start off with this short performance. This is called Toby, and I hope you enjoy. Is it all good?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Toby Webb has woken up to the same sound for the last 11 years. And every morning questions how many more mornings the £5 Goodman's alarm will last. The blue plastic monstrosity bought for him by his estranged Uncle Lewis always reminded him of the Christmas Jane broke his heart. But by slipping into this memory, he was now 5 minutes behind his schedule.
Sorry.
The next station is Blackfriars.
Toby has sat at the same desk for the last 11 years, counting down the hours, minutes, and seconds until 5 o'clock.
Hey, Toby. Toby. Toby over there. Hey, Toby. Tobias. Toby, 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 Toby. 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 Hey, Toby. Ah, oh, doesn't matter. Hey, Toby, you should see my new watch. I bought it last week. It's pretty cool, isn't it? I was out kayaking with all my buddies. We went whitewater rafting, and then we went climbing mountains. Don't know if you've ever tried that, Toby. It's pretty extreme. And then I just went out and bought this £1,000 watch. You've probably never done that, Toby. Anyway, sorry about that whole stepping all over you to get that promotion, Toby. But, you know, it's nothing personal. In fact, I start the new job tomorrow. But shoulders of giants, Toby. Shoulders of giants.
Despite working together for the last 11 years, Toby always struggled to remember the name of the colleague who sat next to him.
Cup of tea, Toby?
Oh, cheers. Dude, lad, yeah, thanks for taking that promotion from me.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. It was just lovely, lovely cup of tea.
Whatever, thanks. Toby.
Toby has been selling the same bin liners to the same client over the phone every day for the last 11 years, meeting his daily target in his first 5 minutes of work.
Oh, hi there, Janet. Is that the usual 2,000 units then? Great. Well, before you go, we have a new limited edition bin liner. It's commemorating the Queen's 90th birthday. And so it features the bust of Her Majesty. No, Janet, not that bust, of course. The image of Her Majesty. Unfortunately, it is going at a reduced price. Actually, putting the image of our current monarch on a bin liner is actually classed as treason. Who would have known? Well, maybe Madge should have known. Yes, unfortunately, she did lose her job. But I don't know if you'd be interested in those. No, that's okay. That's all right. Just the usual 2,000 then. That is log for you now. And, and Janet, just before you go, we've known each other for 11 years now. You've helped me every day meet my target in the first 5 minutes. You live on the same road as me. I think you're my neighbor. But we've never really spoken. I don't really know you. I mean, you know, did you see MasterChef last night? Well, actually, I am a good cook, okay? I cook for myself every night, fresh gourmet meals, I'd have you know. But I mean, are you, I don't know, are you up for anything tonight at all? No, that's okay. If you've got to make the fireworks display for New Year's Eve, which, I mean, that was last week, New Year's Eve. Oh, Chinese New Year. Oh, okay. Janet? Hello?
Before he knows it, Toby is back home watching his favourite dinner time TV.
Your prawn tempura hasn't worked. No.
He's using tin tomatoes. What a cheat!
I like three of your four bowls, and I think you may have potential. Okay, great. Thanks, Greg.
Sorry.
The next station is Blackfriars.
Oh, hi, Janet. So is that the that's the usual 2,000 then? That's log for you. How are you doing? How was the fireworks event? Yeah, the fireworks event. You told me you were going. Did you see MasterChef last night? Janet, I think I'm losing. Janet?
As he meets his targets early, Toby has a lot of time on his hands. His day was always exactly the same.
Are you okay?
Oh, thank you. I think you saved my life. Oh, no, I wouldn't eat.
Yeah.
Are you the new guy?
Yeah, I'm the new guy. Hi,
oh,
I'm
nice
Tom.
To meet you.
I'm replacing Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Great.
I notice you have a cross on your desk. Are you a Christian as well?
Well, look, I used to kind of go to church, you know. I'm a Christian, but I guess I'm just not religious.
You know what? My church is having an event tonight. I wonder if you'd like to come along. Yeah, it might be a great chance for us to get to know each other better, maybe answer some of your questions or...
It's
about love.
Oh, okay, great.
Anyway, I've got to get back to work. I hope to see you there, Toby.
Yeah? Yeah, no worries.
It's great to meet you.
Yeah, see you later, Tom. Thanks.
This was the first time in a very long time that Toby had thought deeply about his life. It revealed to him that there was maybe something missing there. Perhaps it was love.
God is love. Maybe I've forgotten exactly what love is all about. That's it. That's what I need. Speed dating. Hi there. So you have 12 dogs. Yeah, I'm kind of more of a cat person myself. Oh, you have 12 cats as well. I'm just not really looking to relocate to Serbia anytime soon. Oh, so your mother's 30 stone. That's probably hereditary, right? Yeah, I'm just not really into the whole piercing thing, or facial tattoos. Oh, but yours are lovely, of course.
So, you didn't like Sophie?
No.
You didn't like Patricia?
No.
You didn't like Mary Jane?
No.
You didn't like Susanna?
No.
And you didn't like Lauren?
Which one was that?
Lauren, you know Lauren. Lauren?
No.
No? No. Eye patch. You know, wooden leg, parrot on the shoulder, black beard, holding a map. No? Bottle of rum? Sails of Seven Seas?
Oh!
Pointy hat.
The brunette!
Yes, the brunette, yeah. Did you like her?
No, not into brunettes.
Not into brunettes. What about the pirate thing?
I could let that slide.
Okay, pirates. Pirates, okay. That's okay.
While you're here, I don't know if you'd like to... If you've got any time for a drink at all, I don't know, you know, just...
Oh, me and you! You and me! it's actually policy. We can't date people who take part. Sorry.
Of course.
Right there, you know.
That's actually a picture of a cat.
No, that's the policy right there.
No, that's fine.
Oh, Peter! Oh, hello, Peter! Ring a ding ding! Do you want to go for a drink? Oh, well, I'll see you later. All right, see you later, Tony.
It's Toby! No, please! Please don't go! Oh. I'll take the pirate. I'll take Pegleg Sue. Whoever, please don't go. I don't want to be alone. If I'd been 2 steps to the right, I would have been a goner. This near-death experience that I just experienced was the first time I thought about these things in my life.
Excuse me? What do you think you're doing narrating? Oh. I don't come down there doing your job.
I'm sorry.
That's what I thought. Like you were saying, this near-death experience that Toby had experienced had caused him for the first time to think deeply about whether or not there was life after death, and where he would end up. If only there was somewhere where he could go and discuss these questions. That's right. And there was still time.
There's still time. Yeah, I can make it. I'm gonna go. Sorry, again.
The next station is Blackfriars.
Hey, Toby. I didn't catch you last night.
Yeah, no, sorry about that. I just, if I'm honest with you, I guess I'm just going through a bit of a difficult time at the moment, and I...
If you wanted to talk or pray about things, we can always meet up.
Yeah, I just can't seem to break this cycle that I'm stuck in this rut. But I don't know. Maybe it would be good. But I've just got to get this.
You know, you don't have to answer the phone. You can break the cycle.
Look, I'm sorry. It's all I know.
Well, I'll always be on the other side of that cubicle if you need me. And you can come along at any time.
Thanks.
See you, Toby.
Hi, Janet. Is that the usual 2000 then?
So that was Toby.
Great. Hope you like that. So that was something that we did at a youth kind of outreach event, and it went down really well, which is really good.
Yeah, and as a parable with an unexpected ending where things don't necessarily happen the right way, but I think it does hold a bit of a mirror up to non-believers or maybe lukewarm Christians. And it says, this could possibly be you, you know.
Yeah, so, and that you can get out of that rut, but you have to make that choice and that decision to do so. But the next thing we're going to show is called Heart is Where the Home Is. Now, we also have a YouTube channel where we make some videos and we put those on our channel. And this was for a church. Our church was running, starting their Holy Spirit series. So we were asked to do a video for this. And that's what you're about to see.
So I hope you enjoy.
Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, it sounds great. No, it sounds brilliant. I'll be in touch maybe soon, but I've got to go. Someone's knocking at my door, yeah. All right, I'll talk to you later. All right.
Who are you?
I'm the guy. I responded to your ad. We literally spoke a minute ago, just on the phone.
Wasn't really expecting you to be moving in so soon. Sorry, let me help you with your stuff.
Oh, great, thank you. Hold on, let me just get this. Cheers.
So your room is just through there.
Great.
Bin day is Wednesday.
That's important.
We've got a bit of mess. Well, I say we, it's just me. Bit of mess. Not really a clean person. Hope you don't mind that. But you certainly have a lot of lights.
I like it to be. I like it to be bright.
Well, we are splitting the electricity bill, so.
Of course. No, yeah, of course. I've got quite a few. You don't mind helping me set these up?
No, sure.
Great. Let's get started.
Great. Yeah, is that all right? Turn it on. How's that look? That one there.
Okay.
Good. Turn it on.
Yeah.
That one. On. Great. Put that there. Move that. On.
Great.
Really? Lovely.
You know what? I didn't think I'd like it like this, but it looks pretty good.
I think it looks great.
Yeah, I thought I liked the gloominess. I thought it gave it a bit of an edge, but it looks alike.
Yeah.
By the way, apart from the lamps, do you have any clothes or anything?
No, actually, I travel rather light.
How long do you want to stay?
Oh, man, well, as long as you'll have me.
I think I'll enjoy having you around.
standard, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks really good. No, I like lovely. It. No, I love it. But I probably should be heading off to work now, so see you later.
No, I'm coming with you.
No, you have to do that. It's fine.
No, I want to.
No. Please just stay here. I'll see you later.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. No, that's okay. But have a good day at work. Do you mind turning down the music a bit? It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Why? This is my house. You're just subletting. You know, you don't go thinking that you can change stuff around here, mate. Like, don't get that into your head. And by the way, why do you keep asking to come to work with me? It's a bit weird. Like, I know you can change a few bits around here, but just could you stay away from other parts of my life?
Okay, fine.
You know, you're not
done.
I'm going to bed.
Look, I'm not trying to say anything to. It, I feel like it's for your best. It's... What's going on here?
You're not having anything?
No. And actually, I just wanted to talk to you a bit about the state of this house. You know, the heating's broken. I've noticed it's getting a bit dark around here. The fridge is a state. I mean, most of the food's, like, off now. But look, the most worrying of all is there's a hole in the ceiling. And it's small now, but if we don't deal with it now, it's going to get bigger, okay? And quite frankly, it's going to be a bit dangerous. So, look, I'm willing to help clean this up, okay? But I can only do it with you, all right?
Listen, not tonight, though. I'm going to close again, so I won't be back the normal time. Just don't wait up.
Actually, it's funny you mention that, because I also wanted to talk to you a bit about Chloe as well. And I've just noticed that you're spending nearly all of your time with her, but I just think you're beginning to actually neglect some of your other relationships, you know, with your friends, your close friends, your family.
You know what, could you not? Because, like, that's nothing to do with you. You're not my dad, you don't actually know me, so...
Here for you. It's been a while, and you know, I'll always be here for you. And yeah, I miss you, man.
This one on? Oh, great. So we love the parables that Jesus told, and we love that he's given us these talents to use to it's repeated.
Yeah, it sounds great. No, it sounds brilliant.
We don't need to be.
I'll be in touch maybe soon. But okay. I've got to go. Someone's knocking at my door.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it won't
stop. Talk to you later. All right.
Lord is speaking. There we go. Horribly overacted. All right. So yeah, we love the parables that Jesus taught through, and we really want to make stuff that challenges and shows both the non-believer and the believer truths from the Bible, and truths that really should speak, hopefully God can speak through. But we also like to just present biblical narratives as well. So this is a monologue based on the story of Elijah at Mount Carmel. And this is, we wrote this one, and I hope you enjoy it. Danny is a brilliant actor, so. Danny, everyone.
Choose your enemy, I told them. As the crisp morning air slowly rose from the mountain's base, it was a bitter sight. The scarred land stretched out wide, and its ancient hills and cities were filled with thousands of lost hearts. The valley was saturated with figures waiting for my move. 300, 400 aching to prove that the lie that they call God is their truth, their permission. The true Lord, unimpressed by their pointless tradition. The idols they served were just sculptures of mud, and yet they craved their affection, their worship, and their blood. The Queen's proclamation was simple: to meet the priests of the true Lord and the unholy feet. To prove the true God and at long last defeat the last of the people like me. Elijah, Elijah, they screamed out my name, impatiently waiting, mocking me, saying, "You stand alone, you disobedient fool. Too long you have hidden, too long to recall. Finally, this day we will show our proof. Tie up your arms and we'll feed you the truth." The Queen had gathered them. The mountains were filled with hundreds of false priests, sorcerers skilled. They stood there in silence, with their hearts much less still, each cursed by the thoughts of the children they killed. "The true God," I said, "is not one to share. Serve him or a lie that has never been there. Serve him or serve death. Love God or love air." The battle began. But not one of swords, not of words, not of cords, not of hands, but of fire. A sacrifice beast was prepared by the crowd. They adorned it with oil, and beneath it they bowed, waiting for a spark. Waiting for their God to give them a spark. They cried and they cried and they screamed and they tried to persuade their God to feed their pride, but apparently their God had died. The sun flew across the sky. Their God hid silently for hours. Though their bodies were weak, they screamed, exclaimed. There was no spark, no fire, no flame. "Shout louder," I said. "Surely he is a god. Perhaps he is relieving himself, or busy, or traveling. Maybe he is sleeping, and he must be wakened." As the moon took over the darkened sky, the weary priests gave their final cry. They tore their robes and they fell in confusion, broken. Their God was just an illusion. They turned to me, drained and vexed, and let out their challenge: "It's your God next." I prepared my animal. I fixed the Lord's altar and anointed it not with oil, but with water. Wet, drenched, and dripping, they assumed my grasp on sanity was slipping. I prayed to God, and though my offering absurd, I prayed out loud so that every ear heard: "The one true God, the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, I have done all these things at your word." As I finished my prayer, the sky broke in two, and thick flames came forth from the clouds and completely consumed the sacrifice, violently. The rich fire of God will never be silent. Thank you.
Well done. Great. Oh, am I on? Hello. Great. Thank you, Danny. That was amazing. It was great. that you did that for us on such a short notice. We really wanted to get someone from the conference involved in what we were doing, so Danny stepped up for us and did that, so it was really great. And what we've just shown is a bit of a showcase of a few of the different kind of things that we do, a bit of different styles, etc. And on your chairs, you'll have seen there is a little sheet which tells a bit more about us and a bit more about what we do and a bit of how you can help us. Now, we will be speaking a bit tomorrow on this, so I won't bore you now, but remember this in your mind for tomorrow as well when we speak. But thank you for being such a great audience for us, and I hope you liked what we put on. And now it's over to Joe and the choir. So.
We hope you enjoyed that talk. If you want to hear any more from the Foundation 7 conference or any other Foundation conferences, then go to our website at www.foundationsconferences.com.